HawkFanatic.com. This segment brought to you by Patrick Eads and his staff at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Mike's E-Keys for Cars. GT Carr and his great crew at Supple's Building and Remodeling. Supple's Flowers, the home of 1-800-800-ROSE. The Midtown Family Restaurants. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City. Senior Benefits, Wells Fargo Advisors, Premier Automotive, the Oxyokin of the Amanas, Streets Maintenance, Dr. Lance Forbes Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids, and Big Dog Tech Solutions. Here's Tom Suter, and from HawkFanatic.com, Pat Hardy.
And let's not forget the dynamic Captain Steve at the control board.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that.
I can buy lunch today because I got my Social Security.
Hey, all right, Joseph, here we come.
It worked out. They don't open it for lunch.
I know.
Yeah.
If they were, you'd go there?
You know, I haven't ever been there, and I would.
I've been there twice.
I would go there.
One time with a $200 gift certificate, and we spent it.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody says it's
no,
really
it's,
good.
It's,
oh, it's really good.
It's a special place.
I remember the steak I ordered was probably about $45-$50, but it was good.
Yeah.
Could you imagine having a $50 steak and have it not be good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I don't think I've ever bought a $50 steak and have it not be good anywhere.
No.
I mean, if you're selling $50 steaks and they're not good, you're not going to be around very long.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
I will say that I have had not a bad $50 steak, but this could have been.
Where was that?
Could have been better. I can't even remember. It was on when we were on the road.
Oh, on the road. Now, I will say there was a ribeye at Hy-Vee the other day that looked good until I saw the $36.40 price for a one wrapped in, you know, just up on the shelf, $36.40.
So how big was it? A couple pounds?
It was. It said thick. I mean, it was, but it was still 30 because. I mean, it's like $16.99 a pound or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just nuts. Nuts. But and then we got to do our little weather update since we talked about it. It was just what we needed on Monday. Wouldn't you agree?
Perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Now, I feel for anybody who had wind damage or whatever. I mean, because there was some of that. But, man, where I was, 0.6 inch in like 45 minutes around 11:30 to noon. Then that second wave that came at 5 that looked scary, nothing at my house. I mean, we barely got any rain the second time.
I had a lot at my house at that one.
Yeah, the first one I did, not the second.
Oh, it dumped rain at my house.
The second one?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we barely got anything. And barely got any wind either.
And I didn't check our rain gauge. Ann might have. Yeah. But
0.6 when I was told by our neighbor that's what we got. From 11:30 to 12.
Uh-huh.
That was the good one.
I'm glad that cat doesn't have any claws, because when it storms, that cat is just, you know, wrapped around my leg.
Well, now the problem is everything's growing, the water grass and everything. It's growing faster, but no, we needed that rain. It was nice.
That's your downside.
Was there any major, there weren't any casualties or anything, were there in Iowa?
No.
But there was some wind damage, wasn't there?
Yeah,
but it got a little windy for about, a few minutes during the second stage, but nothing. The sirens went off, and then when it was over, the sun came out, and boom, it was gone. Like that. So, but no, thank you, because we needed that.
Yeah, all right, this week's going to be nice until
Sunday.
Yeah, and then.
Well, back to July.
Hotter than the gates of hell.
Because this sure ain't July weather right now.
94 Sunday.
I mean, that's July.
And 92 on Monday, and then 87 on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So it's
87 will feel beautiful.
Yeah.
No, today is, like, I went for a walk this morning, and I mean, it was just gorgeous out. When the wind blew, it was actually chilly at times.
Yeah, I had the dogs out this morning. It was good.
Really nice. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey, potential spam.
Hey, how about that? Mr. Spam, hi, good morning.
I get 10 to 15 a day. It's just nonstop.
I know Ann gets some. I don't get any.
That's wild that you don't get any.
I get them all the time.
I used to get them all the time, and now for some reason I haven't had them for a couple weeks.
I'm getting a ton of them, and then I get a lot of calls on my landline about political surveys, and I don't want to be a part of any of that right now. It'll say something like, consumer politics survey on the identification. I'm like, I'm not answering that. But that's going to pick up as we get closer to the midterms.
I'm getting people wanting donations from different states, you know, that are running for office. And I just dump all that crap.
I do, too. I just don't pay attention to it. So, and then we do have a women's basketball press conference tomorrow at 9 a.m. I hope it's tomorrow, the 23rd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we get Jan, and then we get Layla Hayes, Danny Carnegie, and then McKenna Velichko. We get to interview those three. So
you get to watch some practice?
We get to watch about a half an hour. But we've already, this will be the third practice we've watched. So, yeah, and then that will be it for the summer interviews. And then next week's Big Ten Media Day. SEC's had their media day. ACC's already had their media day. And
45 days till football.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. Somebody tweeted somebody's number.
I put that on our post this morning.
You get one of those every. They start usually at 100.
They do.
I get it.
And I see that. I say, you've got to be kidding.
Yeah, I mean, but that's still 45 days. Is still a while. I look at it that way.
It is.
Yeah, we still got some summer left. I mean, we still got a week left in July, so. Take it one day at a time, like Kirk says.
Sweet
just one
Jesus.
Day at a time. One practice at a time.
Yeah.
That's how Kirk does it, and that's how we're going to do it. One show at a time. Has this been a good show so far?
I guess.
Where's Hunter?
We're still on the air.
Hunter's got
he
a couple days
took a couple
off.
Days off because he...
I thought that wasn't allowed.
Huh?
Oh, because of all the remotes you throw him?
Yes.
Well, yeah, then we got the fair coming up, so...
Oh, God. We won't see him for a week. He's the only guy I know that could go to a gulag and have it and catch a break. Poor Hunter.
No, he likes stuff out of the ordinary that.
He does.
And I've seen him come in on his day offs. Lang came in on his day off 2 days ago because of the weather.
Yeah, because of the weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a good staff.
Yeah. Suckers.
Yeah.
But again, though, the weather didn't.
Think we got a good staff here?
Yeah.
Weather could have been a lot worse.
I do.
Weather could have been a lot worse.
Tom Heath was here last night for that. A game didn't start till almost 9.
What game?
Well, you had the Liberty game.
Oh, you guys had Ray. It was because it's not. You're not up. Ray explained to me why you're not up in Fort Dodge. $200 a game.
Mm-hmm. $200 a game is only
just to get the access.
Access.
Then you got to pay for the microphone spot, right?
Yeah, you got to pay for the internet.
Ray told me it's the second most expensive in the country behind Texas high school football.
It's the most ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, it is.
They're pricing themselves out. There's no radio up there.
Yeah.
Ray said there was no radio up there.
No, because you can't afford. It's $200 a game. It's $175 for internet access.
So you got to sell $500 worth of ads just to pay the bills.
And for one game.
And then you got to pay Ray.
And
then
Ray.
Well, that throws Ray in,
including
Ray.
No, honest to God, we can't afford it.
Yeah, no, I know. Now, Ray, you don't pay his mileage. He reports that on his taxes, right?
But not only that, it's double elimination.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would have cost us $2,000.
Well, that's what Ray and I were figuring on the phone the other day. We've got somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000 if the teams kept winning. And, you know.
Yeah, we can't.
Now, if people out there want to send you $5,000 worth of advertising, that's different.
Well,
but apparently they don't.
It's a hard sell.
Yeah.
It's an impossible sell right now.
Everything's a hard sell right now.
You know, somebody asked me, why, you know, how come you're not carrying it? You know,
money.
And I said, I'm Jewish and they're Catholic.
End of discussion.
Regina's in the championship. Is that tomorrow? The softball team?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of sending him up for that?
No, and it's on PBS.
Oh, it's on. Okay. So it's on TV?
Yeah.
On what? They're not in it yet. What'd he say?
What?
They have to win today to go to the championship.
Oh, they're not in the championship. Okay.
No, normally you just win 3 games.
So you got to win 4 to win state now.
They have to play more.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. So they could go 3-0 if they win today, but they won't win the championship like you would have in the past.
So different than, I was also in high school 40-some years ago.
They'll have to play like a team who lost already or something.
I mean, we used to play the state championship at Marshalltown, and there were 4 teams that would get in. My junior year, we beat Iowa City West in the semifinals. I can't remember the score. I think it was like 6-2. But now, I mean, everything's so
different. I mean, we used to do all of this stuff, but with the double elimination.
They're doing that just to make more money. They're doing double elimination to make more money.
Yeah.
That's got to be it.
Yeah, but we can't, can't afford it.
I mean, the double elimination for Big Ten baseball tournaments, one thing, but for high schools, I mean, I don't know. To me, that just seems a little too much.
Well, the cost is too much. And there's no radio doing it. And that's,
but the unions
and
don't.
And that's why.
The unions don't seem to care.
Yeah. Well, what they're doing is, they don't seem to care, but it has been proven out. As the radio stations in these local towns, especially the smaller ones, end up dropping sports, high school sports, their bond referendums are not going through either because people don't feel
There's an audience
attached to it.
There's an audience for sports in those smaller, because I know that for a fact, because I do stringer work for Radio Iowa. Yeah. I get them quotes from Iowa press conferences and I send them to Todd Kim. He says those things are huge with their small radio affiliates. People love those as well because they don't get a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's unfortunate. I was just surprised that Ray, I didn't hear Ray covering the game. And he explained to me, though, and he agreed with you guys. He goes, it's just too damn expensive. You know, then you throw in him having to get a hotel with it double. Because I know Ryan Merkin's up there, and lots of times Ryan would drive back, which is no easy task. It's 3 hours.
Yeah.
But now I don't think he's doing that now because, like yesterday, every day he's had two teams to cover, and then they're back playing the very next day. So, I mean, you're going to spend almost as much in gas as you would going back and forth as you do a hotel room.
Well, you do now, yeah.
Especially with it $4 a gallon.
The first time I knew that I had a bad part, when I came in here, I had partners, minority partners. And the first time that I knew I had bad minority partners was Eric Tomei.
I remember. He was a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We sent him to Fort Dodge, and I gave him $50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they threw a fit over me giving him $50.
What was the $50 for? Gas and food?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it wouldn't even have paid for a hotel and gas and food. They were mad at $50?
I paid for the hotel, too, but I mean...
What, do they expect him to do it out of his own pocket?
Drive back from Fort Dodge?
That's what I did.
It's 4.5 hours.
It's not that long.
3.5 at the most, not 4.5. But still, it's three. Well, that's a long drive.
Well, that's what I did when I broadcast.
Well, that's
games.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, no,
I never would have had you do that without, you know, I mean.
Now, did you get your gas reimbursed or did you report it on your taxes?
I don't remember.
I mean, you just didn't do it for free, did you?
No, I got paid on a per game basis.
Yeah, but did that include gas and food and all that stuff?
I think there was some sort of food allowance. I don't know. I don't remember.
That's a lot of gas.
It's just, I would never. I couldn't do that.
No, I agree with you. That's just. I mean, you got to pay your workers.
I mean.
But it's unfortunate what's happened to radio, and it's not coming back.
It doesn't seem like it is.
But to think that people are just going to do stuff out of the goodness of their heart because they want, I mean, that just doesn't make sense. I mean, I wish all the people that work for Hawk Fanatic would do it for free.
Well, and to be fair, you did it and people accepted it. So probably, my former partners thought, well, that's the way it should be done.
Yeah, if there's people willing to do it, then
that's the way it's been done.
Yeah.
But.
And you came in and the buck stopped with you enough.
Well, I just couldn't see him driving a Fort Dodge. And it was a night game and coming back and then going back.
I agree.
I just couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really think about it. At that time, I had money.
I just wonder how much media. I know the Gazette and I know Your Prep Sports is up there. I just wonder how much media is actually up there covering it.
Well, not as much as there used to be.
No.
If there's no radio stations. Because I used to cover that stuff sometimes, there'd be a lot of radio stations.
Oh, yeah. A lot, yes.
Now Ray says there's none. There's really
well when we're the
and
only
we know why.
Yeah, we're the only ones here doing high school sports. You know, KXIC used to do it.
KGYM.
KGYM used to do it.
Well, and Ryan Merkins told me there's lots of times he's at sporting events for high school stuff here in the town and he's the only one there.
Yeah.
Your Prep Sports, there's nobody from the Press Citizen. I mean, the Gazette's a different city. I get it. But he just says there's more times than not he is the only one there covering it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this August will be the 10-year anniversary of Your Prep Sports. What do you think of that? 10 years.
It's a lot.
It's been around for a while.
Yeah.
You know, and Hawk Fanatic just celebrated its 6-year anniversary in June.
And this is KCJJ's 49th.
49th year, and with how many with you?
32.
So who founded KCJJ?
Kent Braverman.
Yeah.
Okay. Is he still alive?
No.
When did he pass?
12.
Oh, okay. So did he stay in town after he sold it?
Yeah.
And is he the one who sold
went it? To he traveled back and forth to L.A.
Did he sell it to you?
Was no. Well, he just had a small share then.
Oh, okay. Okay. So.
But he didn't, yeah. But I mean, he had like, I think I bought 10%. I think I paid 10% for his shares or something. He had 10% of the shares, rather. Yeah.
Well, good luck to Regina.
Yeah.
Did Clear Creek Amana win yesterday, or did they get eliminated? They got eliminated, but they still made the state, so good year for them. And then baseball-wise, who do we got left, Tommy?
Nobody.
Oh, I thought Liberty was still alive in baseball.
I think they got beat.
They got beat?
Yeah, they got
beat. Oh, so there's nobody left in baseball?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Now, the baseball state tournaments, some of it's in Cedar. They're scattered at different sites, right?
Baseball's in Cedar, as far as I know.
It used to be always just in Des Moines, and I saw some value to that since it's centrally located and what have you. And there's always something neat about playing at Principal Park.
Actually, when I was doing it, it was at Marshalltown.
Yeah, that's when I was doing my junior year.
How long did you do it?
Good 2 or 3 years.
Because you were doing it when I first came here.
Yeah, that was 3 years, I think.
Yeah,
maybe
they used
four.
To do it at Marshalltown, and guess who beat us in the state championship my junior year? Marshalltown.
Really?
And, of course, we made excuses, home field advantage. Well, we had 10-run ruled them in a doubleheader in 2 straight games during the season at Dowling. And then we met them in the state championship, and they beat us 2-1. And, of course, we all made excuses. Well, if we played at a neutral field, we would have won.
Yeah.
They had one really good pitcher, and he was on that day, and that's all it takes. But, yeah, I remember Martin. And then they had their little round basketball. They had their little it looked like a little Madison Square Garden. They had a really nice basketball court up there. But I always thought it was weird, though, that one high school got to host the state tournament. Now they don't do that anymore, which I think it's better to do it on a neutral field, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Marshalltown did have a nice complex.
Yes, they did.
It was a nice complex. Great concession access and everything. Lots of parking. And it was centrally located.
Hello.
Yeah, I was listening to gym class yesterday, and they said the 1A, 2A's in Carroll.
Well, there is.
So the 3A, 4A's in CR.
What sport are we talking? Baseball? Okay. I thought they're still gym class. I thought.
No.
Oh, you're talking about a podcast? Or they must have a podcast.
I guess.
I mean, the radio show's not still around, is it?
No.
Okay, but he said gym
Maybe
class.
They're doing
he must,
a
they
podcast.
Must do a podcast, which that, I mean, seems like lots of people, when they leave radio and, or even when they leave newspapers, they go right to podcasts.
Yeah, I know.
Lots of podcasts out there.
Yeah.
I mean, we convert this into a podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just...
I'm still a podcast virgin.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there, and I mean, that's, you know, you say good or bad. I do wonder if someday, though, the market's just going to be too saturated.
I think it's...
Maybe it already is.
Well,
I mean, there's so many Hawkeye podcasts right now. I mean, just tons of them.
Okay, but Hawkeye podcasts, I understand, you know.
But you can still have too much of something.
People sitting down, you know, and just, you know, griping that nobody knows... Nationally, you don't get. It's like somebody said, "Well, why don't you guys do a podcast?" Well, other than this thing, you know
what guys?
I and
Hunter and Tommy.
And Tommy.
I mean, you guys are on the air 6 hours a day.
I know.
There can be too much of a good thing, you know.
Well, I'm not glad to categorize it as a good thing.
Well, I am, but I'm just saying that would be just too much. You know, I mean,
yeah,
you guys are on the air enough.
I don't have anything to say.
That's interesting. Well, my guess is maybe some people don't like, for some reason, some people just don't like listening to the radio, I guess. And what they tell me they like about podcasts is they can set them around their schedule, whereas radio, you have to adjust to radio schedule. But
that's true.
But whatever. I mean,
radio is still 92%.
Oh, I get that. And a lot of that is driving in the car.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where a big part of it comes. You just turn the radio on because there's nothing else to turn on. And that's no knock on radio. But now they're making cars that don't have radio, aren't they? Or they don't have
Well, that's what
AM.
They want to do. Yeah.
Didn't
well, they started with AM.
Now, what's the value of getting rid of AM radio on cars? I don't understand that.
AM and FM.
Yeah, now it's AM and FM. But because they have to use better wiring with the electric batteries, and it's going to add $1.92 in costs per car. And that's really what they're, I mean, seriously, that's it. They just have to use better wiring.
I just tipped $1.58 on my taco order yesterday.
Well, here you go. You could have wired a car.
Yeah, you could.
Well, what they want you to do is they want you to get stuff like Sirius Radio, right?
Well, Sirius Radio, or they want you to take their internet, and then you can listen to the apps.
Sirius Radio is relentless when they're trying to get you to subscribe.
Yeah. Well, I ain't doing it.
I've never done it. I have no interest.
I got it, but...
They just won't take no for an answer.
It's radio, and I got it. But
let's see what Karn has.
I got it for like $7.
Well, maybe this isn't Karn. This might not be Karn. It's Wednesday. It may not be her.
Well, Bonnie would say, I see. Hello.
No, it's her.
Oh. Right. Bonnie this.
Anyway, I was going to ask, are they trying to phase radio out?
What they're trying to do, no, it's not.
They're trying to not spend money.
Here's what they're trying. No, they're trying to make money. Here's what they're trying to do. They're trying, like GM wants to get rid of radio and Bluetooth connections. Okay? So you will buy a GM next year or the year after.
Nuh-uh.
Well, okay, but go with me on this.
Okay.
You'll get a GM, and you'll find out that it doesn't have radio, and you can't hook your phone up to it, and you have to subscribe to their internet. And their internet starts off, it will start off at, let's say, $300 a year. Toyota is doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
trying
Honda,
to get you to use their
and
services.
Honda's, yeah, so that you, if you don't have radio... And you don't have a Bluetooth.
This is all you got. Your only option.
Yeah,
that's your only.
But they're also saving money by not. They're also saving by not spending money, getting rid of human beings.
Yeah,
and what have you? And yeah, that's what I think Karn means by the death of radio.
Yeah.
Now they're getting as bad as television.
Oh, here's one. I'll put you guys on the spot. Let's say 10 years from now, we're all gone. Do you think there'll still be 6 human beings in this place? 15 years from at this time of day.
I know there'll be a mound with a tombstone out by little tower.
One, two, there's usually at least always 4 or 5 people in here during. Do you think that'll be the case 15 years from now?
People come in here from other stations. Sometimes come in from other stations and
they're
say,
shocked to see human beings.
What the hell?
Yes,
yeah, they are.
Yeah, that's sad.
They go,
will the tombstone? Will the tombstone say, "Here lies old KCJJ"?
Yeah. Here rides the captain.
The feral cats will be peeing on it.
No, I mean, seriously, they come in and what's that guy doing there? I said, Tommy? Yeah, he's doing his show.
So that KXIC building that's right over the interstate.
It's empty.
Is it just empty? Okay, because I remember I used to go out there for a good call or whatever.
Yeah.
Were they
actually, please call.
Please call. Rob named it that. That was one of the... that made me laugh so hard when I heard that. Please call. It's mean. It was mean, but that was part of the fun. And I know when I told you about it, you laughed.
I'm still laughing.
You're still laughing. You think that's funny, Suter?
I do.
Well, they used to have a lot of radio programs that they don't have anymore. Everything is either streamed.
Yeah.
I used to listen all the time to the Iowa baseball games, and when I'd go there, I'd sit and listen to the guys. Now you can't get anything on radio anymore. It's all streamed.
Yep, and then meanwhile, guys, like, what's Pat Mac, ESPN's, I've read, going to pay him $50 million a year, something like that?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's insane.
Stephen A. Smith's making like $20 million. I mean, I just don't get it. Getting rid of a bunch of really good written copy for loudmouths.
So you've been forced to listen to this, Karn.
There's nobody else. There's no one else.
I can always turn the radio off.
That's true.
Well, if you buy, it's gone to the point, we talked about it earlier this morning, it's gone to the point if you buy a BMW, you have to buy their package in order to use the seat warmers.
It's like TV.
Seriously.
It's getting to be like TV.
Yeah.
You got to buy 50 channels to get the 3 you want.
Seat warmers. You have to, you know. Why in the hell?
Well, now your TV isn't plugged into the cable. It's into Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
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 And Wi-Fi every once in a while gives off. I'm always getting little, are you still with us? Press OK. And if you don't press OK, you come in and there's your TV blank.
Yeah.
You can set the settings.
It's getting to the place where us old people are going to get lost in all this stuff.
Well, you're not that much older than me. I'm 77.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
What are you? I would estimate you're what, 93?
I'll say 84. I'll say 84.
Are you 84?
I'm 88.
You're yeah. Seriously?
You wear it well, Karn.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm still kicking, and I'm going to kick for a while longer.
There you go.
Yes, keep kicking, keep girl. Kicking.
There you go.
All right, you guys have a good day.
Yeah. All right.
Well, she looks better at 88 than I do at 77.
Yeah, no.
She's a good gal.
Very active at 88, too. Yeah. Goes to all the sporting
all
events.
All those sporting events.
She doesn't just go. She works at some of them.
I know.
Karn's the ultimate hawk.
We see her working at the gymnastic meets.
Karn's the
gym hawks.
She is the ultimate hawk.
Interesting, since we're talking hawks, I mean, we do every once in a while drift over to the hawks. I saw this yesterday. I think it was Kakert's guy who tweeted it, that Huseman guy who's just all over the Iowa baseball beat. I mean, he knows what these guys eat for dinner. He tweeted, Gable Mitchell, 6th-round draft pick, Toronto, $5,000 signing bonus. Caleb Lefevre, round 10, picked by Boston, $847,500 signing bonus. Cooper Schulte, round 20, Mets, $50,000 signing bonus. The one difference, Gable Mitchell has no eligibility left, so they just exploit those guys. He's got no leverage, no bargaining. To me, that's ridiculous.
$5,000?
$5,000 signing bonus because they knew he had nothing to negotiate with. And I just think that's unfortunate.
That's criminal.
It really is. The pitcher picked 4 rounds later, happy for him. Caleb Lefevre, $847,500. I mean, that's life-changing money. You invest that the right way, you're set for life. That's almost $1 million. Most people will never come close to getting that kind of money, especially in one lump sum. But I didn't realize that's how it worked. I guess I did. I just didn't see it put right in front of me just how unfair it really is. Because obviously, Toronto values Gable more than the other players value their guy because they picked him in 6th round. I mean, now to be picked in any round they value, you know what I mean, though. I mean, I was stunned that that's all he got, $5,000.
Well, that's the signing bonus. He probably has a better contract, doesn't he?
I would assume, but still, that's, I mean.
But yeah, that's a huge disparity.
Most of that money early on comes in bonuses.
And huge disparity.
Yeah, that's just, and it's all because he played his 4 years. And that just makes it to where guys, it's almost forcing guys, even with NIL, to think, yeah, I better take this money while I can or whatever, when I still have some leverage. But no, I just thought that was unfortunate. And I still think Gable, I'm not saying he's going to make it all the way to the big leagues, because that's, but he's sure going
to
give it a shot. And I'll tell you, he's as fine a defensive second baseman as I've seen. I mean, he's a really good second baseman defensively, and he's a good hitter, too.
Good clutch hitter,
too. He doesn't hit with a ton of power, but he's a well-tooled player, and I wish him luck. Because I don't know him very well, but everyone who does know him really well says he's just a really, really good kid. So I wish all those guys luck. Because, you know, if they have success in the pros, that makes it easier for Rick and these guys to recruit. And I was over there the other day in the press box. I
mean, taking shape?
That field is that's completely under construction, man. They're doing a lot of work. I mean, it's a mess over there between the baseball diamond, the parking ramp. It's just, there's just so much stuff going on over there.
Well, that parking ramp, the hole they dug was so big, they got close to China, I heard.
I mean, it looks like War of the Worlds over there.
It does.
Like that's
it's
where
incredible.
Aliens landed. I mean, it's just the amount of stuff they have going on over there. And it's going to look a lot different to have a big, massive parking ramp there as opposed to that open dental lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I get why they have to do it, but I don't like it.
And it's not going to be a plus.
No, because I don't like, I mean, parking ramps are a necessity. I get it, but they're an eyesore. And like you said the other day, do people really enjoy tailgating in a parking ramp? I mean, you do it because you have no other options. But I'd much rather be outside, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you get the car fumes.
So are you worried that your tailgating spot's being scooped up?
Well, yeah. I mean, sort of.
Let's say it is. Where would you go to then?
Well, I mean, we have our parking place over on Myrtle.
So can you tailgate by where you park?
Oh, sure.
Right near your car?
But it would be just us. and be tailgating by ourselves. And if we're going to do that,
why would it be just you? Because nobody else parks by where you park?
That's right. We tailgate over at lot 49.
Which is in jeopardy, you say?
Well, that's what we've heard.
Okay.
That's what we've heard. I mean, there are other options. They have the Heights at the Marriott's got a nice tailgate. We did one of those last year, and it was actually a lot of fun, and food was great. All the beers you can handle, and it was great.
But all those open spots around Kinnick over the last 20 years have disappeared.
Yes, they have.
I mean, when 20 years ago, you could just west of just underneath the press box, that's where we used to do the live show. When Tom used to go around with a cell phone and hand it to people.
Yeah, lot 43.
Yeah, and there's still some people that tailgate there, but it's just a lot different over there. And I get it. The progress, you got to make changes and what have you.
I loved it when it was in the west lot.
Yeah.
That was
lot 43.
It was very convenient. Yeah. I mean, you were right by the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a buzz there that, you know.
No, it was
palpable
great.
Palpable buzz. It was great.
Yeah, we were tailgating with the players, parents and stuff.
But even where they built the new football facility, didn't that used to be tailgating spots too in the old days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they had to build a football, don't get me wrong, but that ate up more tailgating spaces. Because again, I mean, we go back to that old argument 30, 40 years ago, should they moved out west? Should they have? My answer to that is yes. Looking back, hindsight, I think they should have. But again, I get the argument against it. The ambiance, the location of Kinnick is historic, you know, and there is something neat about the homes and everybody. Tom, you have to admit, it's getting really crowded over there.
It is, and the hospital is just so voracious.
And it can't stop growing because it needs to keep growing, I guess.
Well,
because
it's spawning. I mean, it's in North Liberty. It's in Coralville.
Well, they've got two huge clinics in Coralville.
And a bunch of little
at
outlets.
At least two.
I mean, they got the one right across the street from Regina. That's where I go and get my physical next Wednesday, a week from today.
Yeah.
And that one, yeah, they got them all over the place.
That's where I go.
That's where I go, too, but I can still call it Mercy.
I think I probably still do, too. And I twice my appointment. Hopefully they don't call me and push me back, because if they push me back to another calendar year, I'll have trouble getting my insurance, because you got to get your, when you're on the Affordable Care Act, you have to get at least one physical a year. And the last time they pushed it back, first time the doctor had something, she had to leave town. That pushed it back 2 months. Next time I had to cancel it because basketball stuff was going on, that pushed it back 4 months.
Yeah, well,
that's how backed up they are.
Oh, no, it's crazy.
I was there. I told you when I was there, what it was, a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
This nurse who usually.
She hot?
Huh?
She hot?
It wasn't bad.
Huh?
Yeah. And she goes, my boss came in the other day just ranting about you, still calling it Mercy on the air. And then she started laughing.
What if they start advertising?
Then I'll call it whatever they want.
The greatest hospital on this planet.
Listen.
It
really is.
We have great medical care here.
Yeah.
Because we care.
Yeah.
Well, if you can get in.
Yeah, if you can get in. The biggest problem is just getting in.
I mean, it's a problem in this state.
We're too backed up.
I mean, that's what Amy does, is she's a scheduler for all the clinics, or for a bunch of the clinics. And, you know, most of the time people say, well, I need to be seen as soon as possible. You know, for some things, it's 4 to 6 months out.
Seriously.
Mine went from February to July.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for primary care, physician, because they gave me a concierge physician, which means you got to pay $500 to join. And
there's other doctors that ask for $1,500 a year to join.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to do it.
I can't afford that along with health insurance.
They're going to give me a free doctor, basically. But I have to wait till February 24th.
Yeah, and the only problem is we're just short of doctors, and I assume nurses, too.
Yeah, very much so.
They don't want to come to the state.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is, but we'll see. But, yeah, I have my physical at 3:45 on next Wednesday, which means I can't eat during the whole day. That's the thing. I don't know why I didn't schedule it for the morning. Now, because you have to go 8 hours without eating. So that's not going to be fun. I'll come in here hungry. I'll leave here hungry.
You'll be pissed off.
I'll be pissed off. My blood pressure will be high, and then I'll die of a heart attack at the doctor's office. And then you guys.
Well, at least you won't have to go far for your postmortem.
And then you guys. Well, that means he's not coming in on Friday.
Budget cut.
But shoot, think about. There you go. We got rid of the sports buddies. Now we got rid of him. Dancing in the streets.
Let's have our little break here. What do you say? Okay. We'll be right back.
1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist, is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country.
1-800-800-ROSE.
It's so easy, just remember one number, 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist.
1-800-800-ROSE.
Remember...
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Pertine and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Pertine and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for three generations.
Pertine and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and PertineandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
Don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
Hi, I'm Jim Street, owner of Streets Maintenance. As a licensed, insured, and bonded master plumber, I specialize in all plumbing repairs, including but not limited to water heater and sump pumps to toilet and faucet repairs and replacements. As an Iowa City native, I know how frustrating it can be when any part of your plumbing system breaks down. That's why I only use trusted brands and quality materials. I offer same-day, next-day service coupled with a fair price. I also offer general services to mobile homes. For more information about my business, I'm online at streetsmaintenance.com and Facebook, or give me a call at 400-4483. 400-4483.
Streets Maintenance. Honest plumbing at a fair price.
Once upon a time in the land of the Hawkeyes, a business grew. A business that would become synonymous with real estate. Hi, I'm Steve Anderson of Hawkeye Title and Settlement. When you're buying or selling your home, you'll need title and settlement services. Consider the Hawkeye Title and Settlement team. Give us a call at 351-8600. Hawkeye Title and Settlement, the team you love, the people you trust.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental team provide superior care for your entire family.
This is Leah Pesha, and I've been saying, hit a deer, call Premier, for years, and it works. Deer divots and dings do damage, but Premier Auto will do right by you. That's what my dad Nathan's driving at and dreams about. Do yourself a favor. When your car is dinged, be a deer and call Premier. The deer don't like Premier, but you will. Premier Automotive, North Liberty's premier auto body repair shop.
Hit a deer? Call Premier. If you live outside the city, you already know the struggle. Slow internet, drop calls, endless buffering, and promises from providers that never deliver. Well, now, things have changed. Big Dog Tech Solutions is proud to now offer Starlink Home Internet, bringing high-speed satellite internet to homes, farms, shops, cabins, and RVs across eastern Iowa and beyond. Starlink delivers fast, reliable internet where traditional providers can't. And Big Dog Tech Solutions makes it easy, setting up installation, networking, Wi-Fi setup, and local expertise you can actually call and talk to. So whether you're working from home, streaming TV, running security cameras, gaming, or just tired of terrible internet, it's time to upgrade. Call Big Dog Tech today. at 319-395-0800 or go to bigdogtech.net. That's bigdogtech.net and ask about Starlink, technology that works where you live. When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. Daily specials at each location. And no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you. GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit Supples.net. Or call them today at 319-337-2246.
Your life is always changing, and a lot of things can affect how and what you save. So a good retirement plan changes with your life. At Wells Fargo Advisors, we believe conversation leads to financial clarity. So start a conversation today. Wells Fargo Advisors, together we'll go far. For information locally, call 338-3799 or 866-217-2369. Or stop by 501 12th Avenue, Suite 201, Coralville. Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
If you're looking for a trusted insurance guidance from someone who truly understands your needs, you can turn to me, Tiffany Rao, independent insurance agent. I specialize in Medicare and senior products, and I also offer coverage for those under 65 through the ACA marketplace, along with long-term care and cancer insurance plans. As a proud second-generation insurance professional, I bring local expertise and personal touch you can count on. Call me today at 319-631-4795 and let's find the coverage that's right for you.
When someone is kind enough to share their time with us, we better make it worth their while.
They don't want to do the, people call it the game, right?
Patrick Gaines and Terry Adams of Dairy Brothers Ford talk about what here for you means to them.
You don't have to spend a half a day in our dealership to get that good competitive price. We just want to try to deliver that to you up front.
And that makes me feel good. Makes me proud.
Because that's what people want. They want a fair, honest deal.
As far as the statement here for you, we want to not just say it, but live it.
Find out what it means to you at Deary Ford in Iowa City.
Hello, this is Bill Eichstring from the Oxyokin inviting you to a place where you have your choice of four portion sizes. When you order our famous family style, you can take your leftovers home. You can make reservations online at oxyokin.com or by calling and speaking to a person at the Oxyoke. Compared to other places, our private banquet rooms are more affordable. But most important, our fresh food is prepared to order and our servers have a passion for serving you. At the Oxyoke Inn, we have been practicing since 1940. Go to oxyokin.com for serving hours, menus, reservations, specials, events, carryout orders, and gift cards. Oxyokin, in the heart of Amana, where you'll always leave happy.
The Oxyokin.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Christine Wansley, mother of 18-year-old Nolan Wells, asking for help as an independent autopsy lists her son's manner and cause of death as undetermined.
You don't find too many genuine people like him, so to lose that light at such a young age under these circumstances has been absolutely difficult, which is why we've gone this route. There's so many people out in the public asking all of these questions. But the only question that we have is what happened to our son.
Nolan Wells died after a 4th of July boat excursion with friends on one of Mississippi's barrier islands. His friends returned home, but he died. President Trump saying on social media this morning that for every ship shot at in the Strait of Hormuz, the U.S. will destroy one bridge or power plant in Iran. The warning coming after another wave of strikes on Iran and after alerts were issued in Bahrain and Saudi Arabia. This is ABC News.
KCJJ Weather. Brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths.
Lights. Your home never looks so beautiful.
We have some nice, comfortable weather on the way before we crank it back up later this weekend. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 80 on Friday. Partly cloudy, 79 by Saturday and Sunday. Mostly sunny, upper 80s on Saturday, mid-90s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Temperature now 67.
From the Hertine and Stocker Studios in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ Iowa City.
Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, making memories, making moments.
We're back.
We'll be back.
Tommy did point out something to me, another problem with radio stations covering high school sports is a lot of them don't have any employees anymore.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Or they have employees like me who didn't want to do it. I love the fact that people thought you were forcing me to do this. Yeah. That's just classic. Get out there, Hardy.
It's like this is a plantation.
And you're going to like it.
I said to one person.
Pedaski and I do doubleheaders in Tiffin in 95-degree weather.
I said to somebody, you know, it's not a plantation. He doesn't have to do it.
What was great about Richard, though, the moment that we got on the air, he just lit up.
Yeah. You know, it was good. Yeah.
I mean, it was just like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, man. It really was. He just lit up, and he was on the air and ready to go. Richard was always well-prepared, too. Yeah. He really was. And I think it was Molly telling me he's living in Cedar Rapids now. She saw him at a 5K run or
we
something.
We did,
like that.
Yeah.
You saw him too, right?
Yeah. Molly was doing a 10K and so was he, actually.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Mm-hmm. Did he run with his book? Was he reading when he
was not.
They probably wouldn't let him do that for safety reasons.
I don't know how he ever did.
I've never been able to figure that out. Again, when I walk sometimes, I'll look at my cell phone and I'll be but after about 45 seconds, I'll be like, whoa, you know, you're...
I lose my balance. I'll run into something.
Yeah, or lose your balance or get lightheaded.
I can't do it.
I mean, he's amazing that way. Because he's reading Mishner novels, thick things, you know, carrying them with one hand and just walking at a brisk pace.
I can't even do that sitting down.
Sitting still. I have trouble doing that, so, but... Yeah. But yeah, no, the plight of radios is not good.
Yeah.
And like at Big Ten Media Day, you're going to see a lot less. I mean, Brownwell Camp used to go cover that stuff. Remember,
Said he's the only...
Tommy's the only one that goes to Iowa football games now.
The radio guy.
Yeah, he sits up there. He mentioned four or five different guys. They're all gone. They're all gone, just him or Hunter, depending on who represents you guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a completely different time. When I first came up here, man, I remember Paul Morris and Hayden. I remember him in the press conferences, and he had a presence to him.
Well, just remember, I mean, being out in the stands, you would look up at the press box, and there would be 15 different radio station banners.
Now you look up, and it's internet guys, if there's people up there.
What? Okay, so did you do the games with Morris?
No, I did one game with Paul.
Okay.
How was that?
And he came in. He was the color guy, and he was brutal to the kids.
Oh, no. When I came...
Brutal.
What do you mean brutal?
He ripped the kids.
Oh, they're like performance?
Yes.
Now, you have to admit, guys, I never did that. I mean, I complained about my own discomfort and misery, you know? Now, there was a time when I come on, throw strikes. It's 9:45. That was the closest I ever got.
That was one of the things I was going to talk to him about if he would have stuck around.
Well, it's probably better that he didn't.
I heard it. Yeah, and I didn't even have.
I did tell you about the parent who came up to me at Hy-Vee and said his only regret is that he never got to hear me ripping his daughter for not throwing strikes at 10:15 on a Friday night. He goes, I was actually looking forward to that.
No, my broadcast partners varied, but it was Mike Rolfe did it with me for probably a year, and then Big Monk did football with me for a couple
Who's
years.
Big Monk? Sounds like a rapper.
Aaron Monk Leonard played offensive line for the Hawkeyes.
Okay.
And he was great. Loved doing it with him. And then Dave Schubert.
I remember him.
Yeah, he's...
He had a posthumous birthday the other day.
Yes. He got into it with Larry Brown.
Oh, he's the one that went down?
Yes.
Yeah, that was not a good look for you guys. No offense.
No. It was no offense taken.
That was Paul Morse didn't even do that, did he?
No.
No, but he would rip the I was listening to one game. Actually,
when you say like rip, man, what a terrible swing. That kid sucks. Stuff like that.
We came up here for some reason. Jan and I were up here. And this was before I bought the station, and I was listening to the game on the station. And he was ripping some kid and just said, you know, might as well just quit now or put on a, I think he said put on a dress or something.
So did they not get complaints from parents?
I don't know.
You realize how many complaints you get these days?
That's I know that, you know, that stuck in my mind. And when I bought this place, well, when I bought the place, he was on vacation for 2 weeks. And then he came in and, you know, he said, I imagine you're going to make some changes.
I mean, that would be even extreme if you're covering Iowa. Hawkeyes. I mean, I know they're adults, but still,
it was bad.
You can't just make it so personal.
It stuck in my brain.
Yeah.
You know.
Interesting. All right, well, you always say I need to promote my stuff. Yesterday I wrote, and I've done stuff like this similar before. I mean, you've covered the beat as long as I have. You maybe duplicate some things, but I wrote my 15 funniest moments. I don't know if it's these 15, but these are the ones that kind of came to my thoughts.
Let's hear them.
Here are my 15 funniest moments in no particular order. The number one, and again, I just numbered them in the time when my niece's husband jumped up from courtside seat on press row in reaction to a Kelvin Torbert dunk. You remember Kelvin Torbert?
No.
He played at Michigan State. He was all Big Ten, and he was a McDonald. He was like the high school player of the year back 20 years ago. My niece and her husband lived in Michigan at the time, and her husband was a huge college basketball fan. So with Iowa playing Michigan State at the Breslin Center in East Lansing, I requested a press credential for my niece's husband, whose assignment was to get quotes from the Michigan State players after the game. I had to have a reason to get him a pass, and it was legitimate. We were both seated courtside on press row, and when former Michigan State player Kelvin Torbert soared high above the rim for an alley-oop dunk in transition following the opening tip, my niece's husband, who stands about 6'5", leaped from his seat to celebrate what he had just witnessed. Needless to say, those affiliated with Iowa who weren't pleased, while I was embarrassed to say the least. In fairness to my niece's husband, I hadn't explained to him in enough detail that media members were strictly prohibited from openly cheering on press row. He was just reacting to what he had seen from an athletic standpoint and couldn't help himself. I was warned to control my tall sidekick, and we made it through the rest of the game without any more cheering. I'll never forget, though, Iowa was not. It was so he jumped up and punched his, and guys, we were literally on the very front row mid-court, because that's where they used to sit the media, and it was, I'm like, oh my God, what just happened? And I can laugh at it now, but it was not funny then.
I imagine not.
Number two, the time when D. Brown called Bob Brooks's giant tape recorder a VCR. This might rank as the funniest of all these moments. The Iowa men's basketball team had just played a game in Illinois when legendary radio personality Bob Brooks stuck his giant tape recorder near the face of Illinois guard D. Brown. Upon seeing the size of Brooks's tape recorder, Brown took a step back and said, "Yo, dog, is that a VCR?" Brooks then responded in classic Bob Brooks fashion by saying, "No, dog, it's not a VCR." Brooks, who passed away in 2016 at the age of 89, covered Iowa athletics for over six decades and was known for his quick wit, for being a wealth of information, and for using a giant tape recorder that had withstood the test of time. Brown was just having some fun, and Brooks played along with him as only Brooks could. Their brief encounter, which happened more than two decades ago, still makes me laugh to this day. Rest in peace, Bob Brooks. I laughed so hard.
That is funny.
And yeah. D. Brown was hilarious. He handled it well. The time when I nearly deflated the bubble. This is only funny because thankfully a group of Iowa football players saved me from being humiliated and embarrassed. The media had just finished a weekly press conference with Hayden Fry in the mid-1990s, and we were walking to the practice bubble to interview some Iowa players. There was a door to the bubble that was strictly off limits for... Did you ever go to the bubble, Tom?
Yes.
You remember the door I'm talking about, the pressure. There was a door to the bubble that was strictly off limits for entry because to open it would have caused the bubble to start losing air pressure. It was written on the door in big red letters, "Warning, do not enter." There were doors on both sides of that door that was prohibited for entry, and I used those doors numerous times to gain access to the bubble. However, on this day, I obviously wasn't paying attention and opened the wrong door, much to the shock of those around me. I immediately felt a burst of air and quickly realized what I had just done. We tried unsuccessfully to shut the door, but the pressure was just too much for anybody with just average strength. Realizing that we needed help immediately, somebody in the Iowa Sports Information Department did some quick thinking and rounded up a few Iowa players who then proceeded to shut the door, but not without a little struggle. Without them, I would have been known forever as the moron in the media who deflated the practice bubble. Imagine the fun Hayden Fry would have had with that. Oh, my God. He would have. Here's a good one. And Mike gave me permission. I called him yesterday. Former Gazette columnist Mike Hill yelling, A.J. Foyt sucks, as a group of Iowa media members left a restaurant in Speedway, Indiana. Do you guys know what Speedway, Indiana is?
Yeah.
It's right where
yeah.
the...
Yeah.
Prior to writing this column, I asked Mike if he remembered this moment and if he had, and if I had his permission to use his name. He did remember it and gave me permission to use his name. What I remember is that we were both in Indianapolis covering the Big Ten men's basketball and were part of a group of Iowa media members that had just eaten at a restaurant in Speedway where A.J. Foyt was a legend. As we were leaving the restaurant, Mike turned and yelled, A.J. Foyt sucks. All of us burst into laughter, and fortunately, we all made it out of the restaurant unscathed and with a story to tell. Now, Mike was smart enough to do it as we were leaving. I don't know how it would have gone over.
Wouldn't have been good.
Had he did it as we were entering there. I'm not sure if they would have fed us. And I've told you this one, my brief encounter with Hayden Fry at Big Ten Media Day. Sometimes you have to laugh at yourself, and this was one of those times. The specific details are somewhat unclear after all these years, but what I do remember is crossing paths with Hayden Fry in a Chicago hotel the night before Big Ten Media Day. We hadn't seen each other since probably the last day of spring practice in late April, because in those days, there wasn't much access to Fry or to his players during the late spring and summer. Fry looked at me and said, Patty, I don't know what you did this summer, but it obviously wasn't sit-ups. That was Fry's way of saying, as only he could, that it looked as if I put on a few pounds over the summer. We both shared a laugh, but I also used that as motivation to shed a few pounds. Hayden did that, and then, you know, Hayden had that kind of jello laugh where he kind of laughed to himself. Let's see. Here's one. The time I stumbled upon Sam Oakey at Carver Hawkeye Arena. In early 1998, there were rumors and speculation that Sam Oakey, a talented forward at Wisconsin, was seriously considering transferring to Iowa. I happened to be in Carver Hawkeye Arena right around that time when I crossed paths with Oakey. And while I was prohibited from interviewing Oakey, it was obvious that he was on a recruiting visit to Iowa. He was being escorted around the arena by members of the Iowa coaching staff, including head coach Tom Davis, who apparently saw the excitement on my face from having seen Oakey without any other media members present. Davis looked at me briefly and smiled before saying, Pat, you look like a kid in a candy store. And that's exactly how I felt, knowing that I had a scoop just from being in the right place at the right time. And he did end up coming to Iowa. Unfortunately, what did he play in, like?
Didn't play very
much. He got hurt.
Played not even a half season.
No, he played in just
seven or eight games, maybe.
Yes, and here's a good one. The time when former Gazette reporter Mark Morehouse ordered an appetizer in Tampa. I've shared this moment before, but it's worth sharing again. A group of Iowa media members were eating at a steak and seafood restaurant in Tampa. It was called Charlie's, by the way. While covering the days leading up to the Outback Bowl, when Mark ordered a seafood appetizer without checking on the price. We didn't give much thought until it was time to pay our bills. I'll never forget the look on Mark's face when he was handed his bill, which included the appetizer at a cost of nearly $200, or as the menu said, market price. Mark raised his eyebrows and then joked about this probably wouldn't sit well with the Gazette bean counters. He then paid his bill.
In the world,
it was some type of lobster tail appetizer.
Yeah,
and it was $212.
Yeah, get with it, Suter.
Jesus Christ!
Would you have ordered that?
I don't like seafood.
I don't either.
No,
I would have ordered it.
I don't order anything that says market price.
I don't
okay,
either.
Number one.
Well, I can't afford
I don't,
it.
No.
Here's number eight. This one's fun. The time when former Iowa offensive lineman Riley Reiff abruptly ended an interview. To say that Riley Reiff didn't enjoy the spotlight would be an understatement. He was a man of very few words while playing for the Hawkeyes from 2009 to 2000, and he especially didn't enjoy talking about himself. But as Reiff became a standout offensive lineman for the Hawkeyes, the media wanted to learn more about him, and understandably so. The circumstances surrounding this particular moment are fuzzy after all these years, but what I do remember is Reiff being interviewed by a group of reporters when after having answered about two questions, he suddenly said the interview was over. He then walked away, leaving all of us sort of stunned. I'll never forget that. No other Iowa athlete's ever done that. He just said, guys, I'm done, and he walked away. This one's sad and funny at the same time because it involves Bryce Miller, who passed away, and my father, who's obviously not here anymore. Before sharing this moment, I want to pay my respects to Bryce Miller, who passed away in 2025 after a courageous two-year battle with bladder cancer. He was just 56 years old. Bryce and I worked together for nearly a decade at the Iowa City Press Citizen in the 1990s, and in this particular case, we were staying at my parents' home in Johnston the night before the Iowa football team was to face Iowa State in Ames. I had told Bryce that my father had a habit of butchering people's names, so don't take it personally if he calls you by the wrong name. I don't think Bryce gave it much thought until we were backing out of the driveway the morning of the game. My father was doing something in the front yard when Bryce rolled down the window on the passenger's side and thanked my father for his hospitality, respectfully calling him Mr. Hardy. My father looked up briefly and said, "Our pleasure, Chris. Nice to get to know you." I can honestly say that was the hardest I remember Bryce Miller ever laughing, and Bryce, you love to laugh. My father, who passed away in 2018 at the age of 91, had lived up to his expectations. I mean, at least Bryce and Chris were both one syllable. That's the only thing. But when he called Bryce Chris, it was just one of those moments that just made you laugh. And the time I got locked inside the Breslin Center, this happened while I was working for the Iowa City Press Citizen in the early 2000s. The Iowa men's basketball team had just lost in East Lansing, but I couldn't get my article sent through our computer system, which was an ongoing problem during that time. So unfortunately, I had to dictate both articles, and that took some time. In fact, it took so much time when I was finished dictating from the press room, everyone affiliated with the media from both schools had left. And by that time, the Breslin Center was also locked from the inside, as I found out when trying to exit the arena. After several unsuccessful attempts to find a door that would open, I started wandering the halls hoping to find someone from security that could lead me to freedom. But even they were long gone. I finally heard a voice coming down the hall, and that voice proved to be Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo, who looked surprised to see a stranger in that part of the arena. After explaining my predicament, Izzo chuckled, and rightfully so, and then led me to a door that finally opened and set me free. I'll never forget that. I asked Izzo, of course he didn't remember it, but when I told him what had happened, he kind of shook his head and looked at me like, "God, you're an idiot." And here's the one that I might get some criticism for making light of what could have been a danger. The time I ran a red light in downtown Minneapolis. What made this potentially dangerous moment funny was the look on the faces of the two media members that accompanied me on this trip up north. I was unaware of having just ran a red light in downtown Minneapolis and having just missed colliding with another car until my two colleagues, passengers, informed me moments later, both of their voices trembling in fear. I remember glancing in the rearview mirror and seeing a look of terror on the face of the person sitting in the back seat. From that moment on, I don't think that person ever felt comfortable on that trip until we finally made it back to Iowa City alive. It was only funny when we made it home safely with me driving. I can honestly say years later that I've never come close to running a red light since that road trip, so it was also a lesson learned. I mean, I'll just, the looks on those guys' faces was just, the kid was like, "God, get me out of this car." And I'm really not a bad driver. I just, and I never even realized what I had done.
It happens.
It just happens.
It does.
It happened to me about 6 months ago. I was on a new stretch of road in Coralville, and I just spaced and just kept going. Fortunately, there was zero traffic in any direction.
That's what made this different. This is downtown Minneapolis during traffic. But we made it out. God was watching over us. But no, it does. You're right. It does happen. Tom Brands' reaction to a silly question. Brands had just watched his team get dismantled 30-8 at Penn State in 2025 when a reporter surprisingly asked the following question. "Are you pleased with the fight and the effort your guys had?" And I remember why Brands answered by saying just five words. "Next question, are you serious?" While this moment obviously wasn't funny to Brands, he made it funny just from how he responded to the question. It's hilarious. I called it up on YouTube yesterday. Here's one involving Margaret McCaffrey. I don't know if I've ever said this to you guys. My brief exchange with Margaret McCaffrey following a game against Iowa State. Those who know me are fully aware that I make no effort to impress people with how I dress. Give me a pair of jeans and a concert t-shirt and I'm ready to go. So when I chose to wear a shirt that was close to being the color red while covering the Iowa State men's basketball game at Carver Hawkeye Arena, it was because it was comfortable and probably the first thing I grabbed from my closet. It hadn't occurred to me that my shirt was close to being the same color as Iowa State's red until Margaret McCaffrey, the wife of former Iowa head coach, told me in the hallway after the game that she wasn't pleased with my shirt selection. At first, I thought she was joking, but when it became obvious that she wasn't joking, I took my scolding and then apologized. It wasn't funny at the time because Margaret was nobody to mess with, but as I look back at that brief encounter, I can only laugh because it was so silly. She was actually pissed because I wore a red shirt.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, sometimes I think Margaret brought on things that, you know, were, didn't need to be. I mean, to me, I thought that was an overreaction. I don't know if you guys remember Ron Malley, worked for the Register.
Sure. Yeah.
He was hilarious. Just The Iowa men's basketball team had just lost to Purdue at Mackey Arena in West Lafayette, Indiana.
Something that never happens.
When Purdue star Glenn Robinson stepped to the podium to address the media. Everybody in the media, including former Des Moines Register reporter Ron Malley, were on a tight deadline, so the atmosphere was stressful, to say the least. Malley then turned to somebody from the Purdue Sports Information Department and said, "Hey, coach, we don't have time for the big dog," which was Robinson's nickname. Malley's comment helped to release some of the stress with being on deadline, but the big dog still addressed the media. I mean, we were waiting for Gene Cady, and usually you just get the head coach and you race back to get, but they made us listen to Glenn Robinson because it was Purdue, and they were just, but I'll just, the way when he looked at those Purdue people, that was hilarious. And then here's one you guys will probably, being called white trash by a fellow hotel occupant in Bloomington, Indiana. I had just checked into a hotel the night before the Iowa football team played at Indiana in the early 1990s, but was mistakenly put in a room that had been reserved by someone else. When I tried to open the door, a person who was inside the room asked who it was and then opened the door ever so slightly, just wide enough to see me. That person then called the front desk and complained that some white trashy dude was trying to break into their room. After being told by the person working the front desk how I had been described, I laughed since I probably was wearing old ripped up jeans or sweatpants and a concert t-shirt while also having not shaved because that's just how I rolled. It was actually two black women were in that room and they described
white trash.
White trash.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Honky MF-er.
I remember I told my mom that story like I was proud. And she's like, "You're proud of that?" She's like, "Jesus, what did we raise? You're proud of that?" Because I was in my late 20s at that time, I think. And she just kind of shook her head. And that made the moment even funnier because she couldn't believe that I was happy for being called white. I've been called worse than white trash.
Pat, white trash Hardy.
And the hotel guys, he said, "Hey, they just said some white trash guy was trying to break in the room." Then he was looking at me. You know, we had just traveled in the car for 6 hours, too. That didn't help. And I probably did have some maybe Grateful Dead shirt on and was on. And I just always thought that was funny. So those were just 15.
Now, those are good.
There's some that I couldn't mention just because you just don't want to mention them. But I can always talk to you about those ones off the air. But, yeah, no, this is the time of year where you're just trying to think of anything to write just to try to engage people because there's not a lot going on.
Those kind of things are fun, though.
Yeah, they are fun to write, and they're easy to write, and, you know, they do. I looked, it's driving pretty good traffic. I appreciate Michael Loss letting me use his name. When he yelled AJ Foyt, I laughed so hard. And we all did kind of run out into the parking lot, but nobody came out.
I knew that recorder that Bob Brooks used because it was a gigantic Marantz.
It was huge.
It was huge.
Yeah, and we had one here.
And D. Brown did step back. Yo, dog, is that a VCR? It just was classic.
No, dog, it's not a VCR.
And D. Brown was funny. Not only was he good, he was funny. He was a nice guy to interview.
You had a good interview with Brooks.
I sure did.
Oh, everybody had a good interview with Brooks. I used to go to Bob for interviews and for history all the time because back then you didn't have the internet. You know?
Yeah, one of the Orange Bowls. I had a good, solid, a half-hour interview with Brooksy. And, of course, he knew me because of my dad. So
sure. Well, guys like Bob Brooks and George Wine back in those days, they were the internet. Before you had the internet, you had to rely on guys like that. Yeah. Now you've just had the internet and AI, and you can just use all that. But, no, I used to twist Bob's ear a lot for information and for him to look back. I remember him one time just listening to him talk about covering Willie Fleming for a year. And he's to this day, I remember him saying Willie Fleming was the most exciting Iowa player I ever saw. No, he only played 9 games as a Hawkeye, and he was only eligible for 1 year. But Bob Brooks said that 1 year was remarkable. You were too young. Do you remember Willie Fleming?
Well, I do, but I remember him from the films that my father had.
Yeah, you don't remember because how old were you in 58?
5 or 6.
Yeah, you weren't going to remember from seeing him on the field.
I met him in 67, Brooksy, and it was finally, it's like 6 months before he died. And, you know, how you doing, Skipper? And I finally said, "You know, my name's Steve." And he goes, "Good for you, Skipper."
He never called people by their names. That's just how he was. He always had little nicknames for people.
I was young Suter. Those were the days.
God, it's crazy to think he's been gone for a
decade.
And I think Al Grady, I think I read, has been gone for almost 25 years. It's just George Wine. George Wine passed away, I think, in 2009. That one really surprised me because I had just spoken to George not too. You know, just recently, prior to him passing, and he seemed fine, and then boom, he was gone.
Well, it's like when we were doing those games in '97, he was the first one, him and Hayden, But George Wein was the first one to say, oh, just leave them alone. They're having fun, you know. Well,
that didn't last long.
And he, yeah, he is a,
but no, but George, I mean, George
was fun.
George was a wealth of information, too. I mean, he really was.
He was. I mean, well, you have to be in that position.
Again, though, there was no internet. And yeah. I know that's hard for people to fathom, having no internet. You had to rely on other people.
You know what's hard for people to fathom, too? Having no cell phones.
Yeah, no cell phones and no social media.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it really is. I mean, and to me, yeah, I mean, I appreciate where we are now, but there's something to be said for those days,
did you hear
too.
The big story today is that the AI computers, two AI computers from GPT, got together and hacked a third computer.
I did see that. This, guys, this is just the start.
That ain't good.
It ain't good at all.
It's gonna get so out of hand.
Well, I mean, they got our social security numbers. They've got, you know, our checking accounts. If these damn things can hack, start hacking crap.
What I worry about is them ever getting things. I know people will laugh, like launch codes to weapons.
Well, flashed in my head.
I don't think people laugh. I mentioned that this morning.
I mean, once another country gets, like, would happen to get our launch codes, we're done. We have no leverage. That's what I worry about. And people will roll their eyes and say we're just alarmists.
Well, I worry about them taking, you know, okay, so say, you know, their company needs money and they start cleaning out bank accounts.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Well, it won't take them long here.
No, I mean, no. No, goodbye.
So, no, I'm not even going into that one.
I do a good enough job on my own of cleaning out the Hawk Fanatic account.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so, no, it's scary times.
So, did you guys notice my hat?
I did not.
Hey, you got it.
Got it.
Yeah.
What'd that cost you?
Well, it was $20 plus shipping.
Okay. Well, that ain't bad. Wasn't it like 60 to begin with?
It was.
I never thought you'd get it.
No, it was 3 weeks in transit, but I got it.
No, that's not a bad-looking hat. No, I like the hats that got the kind of... I mean, I have a bunch of my father's hats because he wore... I'm not a hat wearer. I never
I
have
can't
been.
I wear hats.
And I figure if I have hair, I may as well not wear a hat while I still have hair. My dad wore hats all the time. He's got a ton of them.
I look like a gumball machine if I have a hat on.
You don't wear it well.
No, not at all. No, not at all.
I mean, have you guys ever seen me in a hat? I think there's maybe been a couple times. Where I've worn a hat. Like if I'm
okay.
Unshowered or something and my hair's a mess. But
you're okay with
for the most
hat.
Part, I just don't. I've just never been a hat wearer other than playing
baseball. Obviously playing baseball.
Playing baseball, you'd have to wear a hat. And I love how every quarterback now, college, NFL, the moment they're off onto the bench, they take their helmet off and put a... Why is that? They put a baseball cap on.
I don't know.
When did that start? And I don't understand why they have to put... They almost all put a cap on immediately.
Yeah, they do.
That's just how they roll.
I don't know why.
So. All right, I've been talking enough. You guys say something.
Yeah.
Say something. Okay. Indiana Fever at Connecticut Sun tonight, USA Network, 7 p.m., I will be watching.
Connecticut's not very good. They should
no, they're not.
They're like 7-18. They should win that game. And I was wrong about Las Vegas was 17-7 the other day, and they won again. So they're 18-7. They're starting to round into shape. They're starting, and you know, they're well coached, and of course they've got Asia Wilson. So, you know, they're gonna obviously make a bid for another title. And Nafisha Collier, I believe she's back now, right? Or she's on the verge of coming back.
Yeah, she's getting real close.
So
yeah, out west, the four best teams, 6 losses, 7 losses, 8 losses, 9 losses, and then the Eastern Division, the top of that division are 10 losses.
I mean, isn't Dallas the most improved team in the league? I mean, they went like 10-34 last year. Now they could win it.
No, they're a good team.
They could really win the whole thing. It wouldn't surprise me if Dallas won it.
Hello.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey,
it's going okay. How are you doing?
What's
Paul?
Going on, Paul?
Good. Pat, are you writing your memoirs or what?
No. No, I'm not that old yet.
Just sharing with us 15 of his favorite funniest Hawkeye memories.
Yeah, it's July.
With the media, you mean?
Just stuff involving my job covering the Hawks.
Right. Okay, get out and barbecue today.
I actually was telling Tom that I don't like barbecuing when it's hot out, and I may barbecue today.
No, I'm protesting steaks.
Yeah, well, so am I.
Why? Because they're so expensive?
Because I can't afford them.
Well, raise a cow.
What's that? Raise a cow?
Yeah.
It's like it's on satellite.
Where would I?
It's like when CNN goes to Bangkok.
Cool. Would you want a cow in your backyard, Suter?
No.
And then one day you just kill it and eat it?
No, see, that would be hard for me. I asked Barry Lehman that one time. I said, you know, isn't it hard to get to know these animals?
And then kill them?
Because you get to know them, a lot of them, intimately, and then you end up having to kill them.
And I've heard cows can be nice companions. Yeah. I've actually heard that.
Yeah. And he said, well, that's just part of the deal. He said, you know, yeah, sometimes it is harder. It is harder.
So why don't you handle the interviews with the kids at the fair this weekend? We talked about their 4-H products. Ask about how they have to kill the animals they raise.
Yeah, I could.
Ask them that.
No, it's dog eat dog.
Dog eat dog. There you go.
But that is. It's. I would think that would be hard to do.
Me too. I agree.
Oh, you were talking about George Wein.
Yeah.
He was very stoic, but very tall and knowledgeable.
Oh, yeah. He knew his stuff.
He never said too much.
Yeah.
Okay, quick quiz. And who was his predecessor?
Wasn't it Eric Wilson?
Rowe was after him.
Rowe was after. Yeah, Eric Wilson was.
And didn't the two of them combine for like 50 years?
They did. Yeah.
Nobody ever leaves here, except for Lute Olson.
That's why we call it Iowa.
Now, isn't that Matt Weitzel now?
Matt Weitzel. Uh-huh. He does a great job. He really does a good job.
He is.
Well, it was Eric Wilson, George Wein, Phil Hattie, Steve Rowe, and now Matt Weitzel.
God, I know all of them.
Matt Weitzel does a great job.
He does a great job. He does.
Yeah, I saw Coach Banks last weekend.
Okay.
His back isn't good.
Well, sorry to hear that. He's a good dude.
He is a nice man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a tough son of a bitch.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Well, he had four losses on the road. He'd come back, and he was an animal.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, Steve Rowe, he had a hell of a left and fastball.
Okay.
Steve Rowe did?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Okay. How about that?
In high school, are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll take your word for
it. Well, you knew all the Rowes, didn't you, Tom?
I didn't know any of them except for him.
Tommy Rowe.
And Harrow.
I got to cut up my bacon.
All right, enjoy, friend.
All right.
Take care, guys.
All right, take care. Okay.
It's like I'm David Muir, now we go to Bangkok, and then you wait till the
delay.
The delay.
How about him saying I'm writing my memoirs?
Well, if you were, some of those stories, I'm sure, would be included.
Some would, and others would, too. Yeah. But I'm not sure if I'm ever going to be someone to write my memoirs. I mean, who cares? We hadn't had a call from Paul in a while.
No.
And he didn't mind us calling him Paul.
No.
He didn't protest.
No. Well, it's July.
Making headway.
There you go. Oh, and speaking of when you said making headway, I thought of Megan Gustafson. She's now on Twitter as Megan DeLeo. She's already changed her name.
And that's what's on her jerseys, too.
And there's a great photo of her at her wedding. They're holding hands, and standing in the background is Lisa Bluder, who someone said was almost like the MC.
She was the officiant.
She basically ran the wedding. I think that is so cool.
Because they had gotten married the night before officially, and then, Lisa was the officiant.
That's really neat. And Megan, we know she was a great ambassador for Iowa. She and her dog Pancake. And David DeLeo, he played basketball at Central Michigan. I will say, when he was at West High, one of the best pure shooters I've ever covered at the high school level. I mean, he could really shoot the ball. The son of Kay and Frank DeLeo. Frank, a former Iowa assistant coach. Very nice people. Very happy for him. You like seeing stuff like that. They met in college, and now, you know, here they are going to build a life together.
That is cool.
I don't want to sound corny, but I think that's really neat.
No, it is. It is neat.
And I didn't look. Hopefully there's no Twitter. This people complain. It wouldn't surprise me if underneath there's probably somebody saying something negative. You know, they're always, you'll see just this beautiful event, and then underneath somebody will find some reason to rip it.
Won't last but 2 years.
Well, that's the Taylor Swift and whatever.
yeah.
I mean, on one of these podcasts, I don't know if it was you, they were doing a bet on what would last longer, Lane Kiffin coaching at LSU or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's marriage. That was their survey with their listeners. That's what they were debating.
Travis on. And Taylor.
I think most of those people picked Travis and Kelce. Yeah. Travis and because
I think they will only because of their up. First of all, their upbringing.
But again, we don't know. We're just guessing.
Yeah,
I hope it. I mean,
their parents. I hope it lasts. Their parents both have lasted.
Yeah, and I hope it lasts. You don't like to see people get divorced, especially if they start having kids.
No. Oh God, can you imagine if they start having kids?
Well, eventually, I would think that's probably in the plans.
Yeah. Well, I would think so.
How old is she?
You guys, it's really expensive 36. To raise kids.
I know. But I think if they combine both their resources, how old is she? Is she mid 30s?
36.
Yeah, she's on a clock.
She's been around for
20 years.
21.
Yeah.
Yeah, 21 years.
But what I'm saying as far as having kids, she's not getting any younger. So,
no,
she's not. No, I wish them nothing but happiness. I know there's people out there. For some reason, Travis, they're both. They become sort of political lightning rods because they're perceived as being on one side, which means the other side's got to rip them, you know, because that's just the world we live in, and it's unfortunate.
Do we have a call?
Yep.
Oh, I'm hello. Sorry.
Hey there, Pseudoman. Brack here.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, was Paul talking about Roe from Jefferson?
Oh, yeah, if that's where he played, yes, he was.
Yeah. I remember I was in that game. I was hitting the leadoff. I walked on four pitches I never saw. The catcher was razzing me the whole time about not taking my bat off the shoulder. And then Paul came up later in the inning and hit a triple off the guy, and I think that was our only hit and our only run. I scored from first.
Seriously?
So Paul, the guy who just called, played baseball?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was a great athlete at City High.
No, he was.
Great football. Baseball.
I was not aware of that.
Hey, and Brack, I got my hat.
But didn't Steve Rowe go to?
Did you?
Yeah.
Didn't Steve Rowe go to Regina?
I don't know.
I think he did. I think he was a Regina.
I was thinking of the one from Jefferson, the guy that pitched for Jefferson.
No, he was talking. I think Paul was talking about Steve Rowe.
Oh, Rooks. I'm thinking of Rooks. Sorry. Never mind.
He's talking about Steve Rowe, the former Iowa SID, who I believe went to Regina.
Steve Rooks.
Okay.
Steve Rooks and Chuck Johnson were up in Cedar Rapids in our era.
Well, congratulations on scoring that run.
Yeah. You got your hat, huh?
I did. Cost me $20 plus shipping.
Cool.
It's not bad.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wearing mine out in Maine. We just got back from vacation in Maine, so.
I saw some of your
pictures.
Wearing
all my Hawkeye stuff. Cool. Ran into four or five couples from Iowa, and it was pretty cool.
It is cool, isn't it? All right, Brack. Good to hear from you, buddy.
I'll let you go.
All right.
Bye.
See, he got one of these hats before I did.
Hello.
Oh, your husband has to call him Johnson.
Was there a
Johnson?
There had to have been. He doesn't waste his calls, does he?
No, not at all.
Means we're ending on a real strong note. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Our callers are carrying us to the end. I'm trying to. What do you guys have? Tom, have you guys looked at all at the Saved College Sports Act? Are you guys aware of it at all? It's become very political.
A little aware.
And the SEC and the Big Ten are kind of grouping together, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this. I see both sides of this. I do think stuff needs to be done. I do think there needs, but I don't like government interference.
No, not at all.
There's got to be the way to do it without Ted Cruz and whoever. I don't care if they're Democrats, Republicans. We don't need politicians getting involved in this stuff, especially when we're in a war overseas. There's other things to worry about.
Which we also don't need.
Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to get this in quick, a PSA. I heard you guys talking about doctors earlier.
Yes.
There's a new doctor coming to Iowa City.
Okay.
I don't know if he's accepting new patients. So I don't know if you heard this coming in from Utah. I heard.
All right. Well, good. We need him.
We need him. Good to hear.
Dr. Poon. Dr. Poon.
Dr. Poon. Okay.
Well, that was just great.
Well.
What do you mean? Oh, was that a joke? No, I don't think he was joking. I mean, hell, who knows?
We got to be careful with that one. So
yeah, because you know someone's going to say, "Well, what's his first?" I mean, no,
there's lots of doctors that come in here. You know, I thought, "What's this guy getting at? Is he trying to be funny?"
Yes, I think so.
Well, if he was funny,
we'd be laughing.
We'd be laughing, and
Paul was funny because you were laughing through most of that call.
Now, if he said his name's Dr. Tang, and then you could say, well, what's his first name? And then that could be conceivably funny.
Yeah.
I turned
kind of immature, but funny.
Well, yes.
I turned down an interview with Nugent.
With who?
Ted Nugent's coming into Davenport.
For what?
Concert.
To play.
Oh, he's still performing?
Yeah.
And I don't care what his politics. I've never liked music. What's it? Wango Tango?
Yeah.
Cat Scratch? I've never liked that. I don't care who he.
No, I don't get into it either. But I'm not going to. I'm not. You know, I told the promoter. Well, we're at Iowa City, Cedar Rapids. You know.
Is he a good guitar player? When it comes to actually playing the guitar, is he good?
I don't know.
He's better than many, I suppose.
Well, yeah, I would have. But, you know, compared to the real stars,
no,
is he
I don't
that
think
good?
So. No.
Okay.
I don't like his music.
Not in my estimation.
No, I just don't like his music. I just don't like the sound of his music.
It's hard for me to say somebody's good if I don't like their music.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's hard. It's for guitar players.
Because you're programmed not to like their music, so you're thinking what they're strumming with their guitar, you don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm trying to think if there's anybody who's like Slash. The guy that was he with Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, he's.
I've heard he's ultra talented.
He's very.
But
talented.
I can't stand their music.
Yeah.
But I mean, what about him? Do you feel?
I think he's creative.
But you don't like their music, really, do you?
Not particularly.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, but I mean, I'm not. It was going to be. You know, I get him on here, and it starts to be political and crap.
And that would not. Well, it'd be classic radio.
And it wouldn't go well
if you and Ted were going back and forth. I'd be listening.
Yeah. Well.
And then if like Gene, if he says the name Johnson and Gene calls in, that would have been classic.
Jesus. No, I just didn't want to do it. And
well, that's your prerogative as a station owner.
You know.
I mean, you own the station. So were they mad, or how'd they?
No, he just said, "Are you interested?" And I said, "I'm not interested."
And you know, do they have any radio stations in Davenport that they can get him on?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But with human beings?
Well, he's going to be with Dwyer and Michael. So,
yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, so I don't know if he'll be on the air with them, but they're promoting the concert.
I see.
So,
what you, okay.
You know. Hello.
Oh, you did that.
Okay, I'm sick of it.
Well, at least we did say Johnson then.
I said it. That was my...
Okay. Sorry, Gene. Gene always predicted if he called in on the phone, I'd hang up on him.
Well, you just did.
Yeah,
are we ending on that?
I guess, yes, we are.
All right. Well, everybody enjoy this weather while it lasts and stay safe.
All right.
KCJJ Weather, brought to you by Plum Supply.